Blog Talk Radio.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed.
That was Brother Frank Sinatra singing tonight. Calling over our ancestors tonight, I'm so glad to have Mary Hawking on tonight. She's going to be reading the 23rd number of Psalms for us. What I want tonight, really talk about the problem of witchcraft, problem of warlocks and witches, and the spells that's been perpetrated on many of the people. And some of them don't know they under a curse, or they know they under a spell. And some have been spell bound by demonic spirits. And you have to understand how demonic spirits work. In the Bible, it says, "Fret not thyself for evildoers, they'll soon be cut down." But also, the man in Matthew chapter 5, he's full of demons. He had a legion of devils in him. And they put him out of the city and put him in the graveyard. He was in the graveyard. The Bible says he was tan, breaking changes, bricks, talking to himself, scratching himself, destroying himself. The demons in him were destroying him. And along came Jesus on his way to revival or recital, whatever he do. He just come off the ship, and he didn't go into the city. He stayed on the suburbs of the city. You know, a lot of people move to the suburbs because they're trying to run from something. White folks move to the suburbs running from black folks. Black folks move to the suburbs running after white folks. And white folks moving back in the city. Black folks trying to get back in the city. And the home they left for $300 a month, now it's $1,500 a month, maybe $2,000 a month. That's a home they left to go to the suburbs. And that's something to happen. But tonight, we're crossing over with our ancestors tonight. And we want to talk about curse on you, that spell put on you. Some of you don't want to accept it, that you have spell put on you. And it might have been put on your mama or your dad, and it fell on you. In the Bible, it said, "Fret not that step of evildoers, this room will be cut down." And some of you, I was talking to a lady that she had a curse on her. And I was in the store with her. She said, "I didn't have nobody to get it off of me. My pastor couldn't see it, because he had a curse on him." Mm-hmm. So how can you see a curse when you already got a curse on you. And you don't accept what people say about the curse. Tonight, we want to talk about prophecy for 2022. A strong black family. And I want to talk about blacks, traditional blacks. And the traditional blacks, you got to know that you're a traditional black. And I'm going to start talking more about traditional blacks. Where you can know that, you know, Jesse Jackson came up with Afro-American, but we're not Afro-American, we're conditional black. We was him. So go get us, we was already here. Okay. And you dropped me off in Africa. That's just like dropping an animal somewhere you've never been. Okay. Customs, all of that. So you are traditional black. That's what you is. I want to give you my book, Prophecy, for 2022. Wait a minute. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, what we're going to talk about tonight, now you might not want to chime in. I'm talking about the curse, the spell that put on you or somewhere you can't be successful. And some women's been raped. Some men's been raped. They done really been raped. And that rape did a curse on them, and the curse fell on their children. And we're dealing with demon spirits in control of things. Okay? I want to read Psalm 23. I got your line open. 23rd number Psalm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. 23rd number Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. That was Sister Hawkins from Detroit. Thank you, Sister Mary Hawkins, for that. Tonight, I want to talk about, you know, the lady cut her child head off. A man got drunk and run off the cliff with his child. Okay. Another lady said the devil told her to set the house on fire. I was talking to another lady in Minnesota. She was under the cobra. She had took the shot. She seen a big snake in her house, and she went to tan things up. And she's a bishop. What was that? That was demonic spirits. Let me say it again. Demonic spirits are loose on this earth. They can't get a body, but they try to get in your body. And when they get in your body, they make you kill yourself, kill somebody else, or make you react strange. So it's a loss of demonic spirits lurking over the universe. I was listening to Malcolm X was saying the bullet or the ballot. And you have to understand what's happening spiritually. Some of you got a curse on you. Your pastor can't get it off because he just come to preach and go home. He don't want to hear nothing about your dreams and your visions. Bible said, without a dream or a vision, a man will perish. When you get a dream and you get a vision, maybe it's the ancestor trying to contact you to let you know what you need to do. And some of you are so locked in to flush. Now, I'm going to ask a question. You can raise your hand. If you've been raped, and whether you've been raped tonight, if you've been raped and you had a child that was a rape baby, okay, yeah, one man called me and told me that this woman put a pistol on him and made him have sex with her and had to pistol cop. Ever since then, he kept having nightmares.
Okay.
And we have to pray with him to get that demon spirit that she left on him. Now, you got sex demons. You got homosexual demons. You got lying demons. You have murdering demons. You have lunatic demons. You have demons that would destroy your life. You got alcohol demons. You got demons that will tell you and eat. You got people that know they're possessed. Just like a lady on the west side, she had AIDS. And she got out there on Cicero and Roosevelt and gave about 10 white guys AIDS because she was turning tricks. When she got to court, she told the judge, yeah, I know I had it. They wanted me and I gave it to them, put her in prison. They didn't do nothing to the John that was out there trying to go to bed with the women. The demon spirit is very strong right now. Lots of you have been having dreams and visions and couldn't nobody answer your dream and your vision. The murder spirit, Russia wants to have a war. That's a demon spirit. Want to kill a lot of people. And if they have it, they're going to kill a lot of people. Okay? What they fighting about? Oil and prestige. I want to quote Dr. King said that we would destroy ourselves. We would die like food. And he said, man cannot judge the world on bombs, tanks, and guns. And we're seeing it played out in Chicago. A boy this morning got shot in the head. Somebody shot him. Somebody black shot him. The girl in Detroit got shot driving down the store. What I'm saying, the demon spirit is among us. And let me back, let me just say this here. Revelation, Mary, chapter 12, verse 7. Michael and his angels fought the devil. The devil and the angel were evil. Michael, Raphael, Sinclair, all the angels ran Satan, the devil, dragon, his angels out and kicked them to the earth realm. So when them angels got to the earth, this is what they did, kid. They started having sex with the humans. And Mary, after that, the humans had kids from the fallen angels. And from them fallen angels was knowledge, wisdom, and there was demon spirit. Now the giant, now mind you, the angels had sex with humans, women. And the babies from the the babies from the mangers were giants. Let me get this straight, they were giants. And their giants, they died off because of the appetite, because of blood. They were doing blood. They were eating flesh. All of this stuff that you think you know, heard about. And lots of Europeans eat flesh. They eat people, and the angels were doing that. But those giants from the angels, the giants had sex with women, humans. All the giants died out, but the women that had babies was evil. So the backlash of that evil we're picking up right now. It ain't gone. Murder. Somebody killed the boy, burn him up, and throw him in the trash can. A lady threw her babies in the river. Those are evil spirits. They are possessed by evil spirits. Blood ties. Blood ties. Some of you caught up in blood ties. And that blood tie got you tied up. Well, you can't get it. They call it blood ties. There's a work of demonic spirit on you. You call it love. You call it, I need somebody. And you in the bed with a devil. You in the bed with a witch. Or you in the bed with a warlock. And you can't see it because you're so caught up in having a man or having a woman. Oh, I married him. Because you married him or her, don't make it your soulmate. Oh, y'all, you ain't like this. Well, Bishop, all the excuse you want to know, why you are not successful, why you got a man that ain't successful and you successful, why you got a woman, she's successful, but you not, why you got a woman, that demonic spirit. When I talk about traditional black people, I'm talking about African people, I'm a traditional black man, and you got to understand that. And you got to understand the witchcraft that happened and the magic that happened. The lady told me, said, Bishop, all this, you know, stuff that we've been getting the coke, that's evil. That is in the Bible. It was in the Bible where Moses told him, all them that's not with me, you go over him. All them with me come over here. Them that didn't go with Moses, they went to hell right away. Curses and demons. If some of you got curses and demons on you, you can't take it all. Okay? Now you say, well, what you mean? You have bought into evil ways, not divine ways. Now, you might not like me. Homosexuality is a demon spirit. It's nowhere in the Bible where it tells you that you got a community of rapists, of men going with men and women going with women. It ain't there. Romans 1:26, so I turn them over to a reprobate mind to do that which is unseemly. A woman's job is to lay down and have a baby. A man's job is to put the seed in the woman's womb. If you ain't doing that, you better be doing God's work. Oh, y'all ain't liking me. So because of the curse, a lot of nations died because of the curse of evil. Solomon Gomorrah was destroyed because of the curse. And if you look at America and look around the world, you have accept the curse. You accept that it's all right when the Bible tell you different, a divine law. That means a law from God. I'm going to share this with you, and I'm going to give you a prophecy. Mary, since you called me, and like you read 23rd and something, I want you to begin to cleanse yourself. Now, if you want a prophecy, now, some of you don't want the prophecy because you want to stay in what you're in. You're afraid for it to know the truth called The Truth Set You Free. Some of you is bound and cursed. You got a spell on you. You might call it sex. You got a spell that will give you cancer, will give you tumors, high blood, will make you worry because you caught up in demonic spirit that's been loose on the face of this earth. You don't want to accept it. Oh, I got sugar. Oh, the doctors, I got high blood, baby. The doctors, I got dementia. Yeah, you got it because you claim it. You have claimed what the world giving you, and the world give you negativity. Okay? And if it's your son, your daughter, or your children, if they got a spell on them, see, in Genesis 17, verse 5, Abraham in a sleep, changed his name to Abraham, father of many nations. What I'm saying to you, some of you, devil have got you and you can't even see it. Okay? The man got 4 or 5 women you all right with. The woman got 4 or 5 men you all right with it. Okay? He live on one side of the town. You live on the other side of town. You go have a little sex. You think that's normal. That ain't normal. Cancer is not normal. High blood is not normal. Sugar is not normal. Tumors and cancer and blood disease is not normal. That's unnormal. Somebody have a heart. Oh, he had a heart attack. That's not normal for you to have a heart attack. You're supposed to be perfect. You God's vessel. You're supposed to be the blood of Jesus. If you got the blood of him, you should have the righteousness of him. And then the Bible says you're a father of lies. So the devil is a liar. You're a liar. And you hold on to that lie. I know some people lie like a machine. Go, they lie for them in the mouth. You know they lying, okay? But when you put the truth on them, they break and run, okay? Now, we're going to talk about, you can put your hand up if you want to know. I see somebody got their hand up. 3030 got his hand up. Okay, I'm going to go to 3030. Yes, brother. Now, your curse, let me tell you what your family curse is. Your daddy was an alcoholic, and that alcohol, did you drink? You do. Well, that alcohol come from the curse of your father. Well, he died of roaches at the liver. Don't you die of roaches at the liver. You begin to change your lifestyle, okay? But your wife drank. Well, I'm going to tell you, prayer will change that. But you so in love, you can't tell her to stop drinking. You're scared of what she's going to do. I want you to read Psalms, the 23rd number of Psalms, Lord, my chapter, that one. And I want you to read and give it to God, Exodus 14:14, leave it alone. Because she's sick in her stomach now. Oh, she got to go to the doctor this week with her stomach. That's from drinking with her girlfriend. I say, okay. Now, what you should do, this is what you should do. You should read Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's going to give you a way out. But that's a curse. See, some of these ailments is curses for people not changing. And some of them is curses from the ancestors, from those that died. You follow right in their footsteps. They come and try to tell you, don't drink, don't smoke, but you still do it. Okay? What I'm saying tonight, the curse that will own you or stick with you. And you so blind. See, if you lonely, you're a lonely woman, if you're a lonely man, you'll take anything and try to make it work. But I want to tell you, if you got the anointing of God, when you pray about it, God's going to turn it around. He's going to change it. Okay? Tonight, I want to talk about curses and hexes and how real it is. That's why you see so much of violence, because you got children got guns and they're killing and murder. Mothers, you know, if somebody go out and shoot somebody, that's murder. If a woman snatched 5 babies out of her womb, that's murder too. So you can't forget murder is murder. So you got to understand that you have to ask for forgiveness from God and move to, when one lady told me that she had the ancestor come to scare her, and I said, well, you got scared because I wasn't doing right. You know you weren't doing right. That's why they come to you. Sometimes it's mama's brother. Sometimes it's somebody you don't know. I pick up an energy tonight of a loss of violence, and I see a loss of witchcraft being sent because people lie and jealousy of your home, of your car, jealous of your success. And that's the anointing of witchcraft. And you got to understand how it operates. You know, they can put a love spell on you, yes, but it don't last. They can dress their body with sex. A man dresses himself. It don't last. Because the anointing of God will break that yoke. I know a woman had fixed this man and took him from his wife. The man woke up at night and shot in the head and killed him. They put him in the crazy house. But I'd already said that this, whatever magic she did to get this man, she won't hold him. Okay? And you can say, well, I got your baby. That ain't going to hold. If it's under demonic curse, it ain't going to work. It's going to break down. That means it says the wages of sin and death, the gift of God, eternal life. Please, my Lord, okay, when it talks in the Bible, it's telling you, when you reach out for God, I get revelation like somebody having a headache, and it's something you smelling or something in your house. You need to smudge your house out. That headache is real bad. And I'm seeing somebody suffering with their ankles, but God's going to do it. Now, sometimes people in the spirit world, they were so evil in the physical world, they try to come back. But you tell them, go back where you come from. I don't need you to come back to me. Because they did so much negativity when they was in the physical realm. Okay? So that happened. Now, I want to tell you, I got a message for you. 0598, Psalms 21, and Psalm 39 will take care of that problem that seemed to follow you and make you insecure. I see that open up for you. 9607, Psalm 23 and 57. That's a spirit being sent. That's a jealous and demonic spirit. I want to talk about evil spirits. Where my bill is, I show you. Jesus loves you tonight. I'm going to pray tonight to break curses and Hexus. Yes, 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 yes. From the Bible. Whatever you do in the dark, it's going to come to the light and somebody know what you're doing. And when God tells you what it is, that's just what it is. Ain't that much of love in the world. Proverbs 8 says, I love them that love me. And love is what love does. What love got to do with it? Then Tina Turner's on what love got to do with this thing. When you love God, this is the Barrett sisters. I want to tell you, Sister Marilyn, tonight, Psalm 71, you can get out of that marriage. You've been in it 5 years, you can get out of it. Or God will change it. Sometimes God will get you out of it. You know what they do? They'll send to the graveyard. Sometimes, don't say you want to get out of something. God will get you out of it or get them out of it. That's what happens with you. When you live right and you do right, you ain't got to be worrying. You know, when I go to a funeral, and sometimes people be crying going on, they ain't did nothing. But when somebody sat there quiet, I know they done did all they can do and they ain't worried. But them ain't did nothing. You know, you go to a funeral, they be crying, want to get in the casket, they ain't did nothing. But them that sat there and look and smile, they the one that did all the work. I done seen it happen many times. I'm praying for the families that lost so many loved ones. Ashe, Ashe. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven could not heal. I feel the energy of a young lady, and she was murdered. And I see her in between Chicago and going up towards Milwaukee. They're going to find her body in a field. I just see the man that did it got a beard. The European, and the girl is black. And I see a serious killer is in Illinois and sometime in Michigan. Downstate Illinois and around Detroit. I just see that. The Church of God in Christ, they said, Bishop Mason. This is the word, yes. I just feel a spirit tonight. I want to pray tonight that God open up your third eye. See, I believe in clairvoyant healing. And you depressed is out of your hands, baby. Is in God's hands. All you can do is let God in your life and let God protect your family, your children. The ancestors, God has brought you this far and he's not going to leave you tonight. Even if your family turned their back on you, even the children that don't do right, God is able to do something. God is able to do something special for you, and God is able to deliver you to the next level. And some of you don't want to do it, but there's a spirit of the anointing of God doing it for you. Now, there's a spirit of the anointing, and if you, the wages of sin is to give to God eternal life tonight. If you accept sin, you're going to die, graveyard die. But if you say, God, tonight I want my life to be better. God, I want to be healed from the curse of this witchcraft that's on me called love, or this witchcraft on me that make me worry. Somebody sent me a death spirit. I'm not going to accept the death spirit. See, some of the men you got have women, and women sending death spirits. Some of these men you have, they have other women in other places. And they have sex with you, they have sex with them, and that spirit get off on you. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me tonight. And you get caught up. You don't know what's wrong with you. You go to the hospital, the doctor don't know what's wrong. Because it's not physical, it's spiritual. So once you begin to read the Bible, God will turn that stuff around. See, some of you are so caught up that you can't get loose because you don't accept. I know a lady comes to me, she and her and the man got married, and the man said the marriage wasn't working out. I said, how can it work out? You got three women of staff. And she said, well, it ain't on me. You got two guys that come and pick you up, one from the job, one pick you up on Saturday. Now, how can it work? Both of you is under demonic spirit. You're under some of you is sex demons. Some of you, you got a sex drive. That's a demon. You got a man dress himself for you. Yeah, he dresses penis for you. And some women dress their womb for the men. All that is witchcraft and evil. Yes, you do it. And you don't know why. That's demonic spirit. If it's not done properly by God, it's a curse. Pastor ain't going to tell you that. He wants you to pay your tithes. He ain't going to tell you that you live in a curse. He ain't going to tell you this ain't your soulmate. He ain't going to tell you that. Yeah. So you wonder where you argue and fuss. You don't rest at night. When you by yourself, you rest. Or when you get in that vibration. I was talking to a guy today. Every time his wife go to bed with him, he end up fighting. He said, Bishop, I have to fight. Well, I said, that's the curse on your wife. And you fighting the curse off of her. She don't even know that every night he go to bed with her, he got to fight. He wake up fighting in his dream. That lets you know that's demonic spirit. And them demonic spirit is real today, more real than ever. I was shooting a YouTube movie, YouTube service, and the spirit came up on the picture. I let a few people see it. The spirit, you could see the picture, but you could see the spirit in front of the picture. I want to tell you that that's demonic spirits that will hold you and will murder you. That spirit that will murder you will make you murder yourself. That is not the curse of magic, witchcraft, sorcery, and demons, possession. See, the man, if you turn to Mark chapter 5, the man had a legion of demons in him. The people put him in the graveyard because they couldn't deal with him. This man all night long, some man taking him drugs and taking dope, drinking, he stayed up all night long. This man walking back and forth all night long. People put him out of the city, put him in the graveyard. And when Jesus came back, Jesus said, what you got to do with me? The man know that Jesus was anointed. See, the devil know. I had another young lady in New Orleans, and I told this girl, after this woman got you buried in her backyard. She don't never let me go to her backyard. I said, just come here to where the kids there go in the backyard. She went in the backyard and found her picture stuck in a mount with honey all around it. Demonic spirit. One lady had a man, had a string tied around her waist with the man's name on it. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me tonight. Those are demonic spirits. Those spirits come to possess. And sometimes it makes the person kill. I know I was in Fairfax, Louisiana, and these two women was homosexual. And the mama was a Church of God in Christ. She prayed. And these two homosexuals got to fight and cut the other breast off. And something always happens when you're in a demonic relationship, male or female. Now, I can't say just male and female. So you got women's in witchcraft. You got men's in witchcraft. Okay? Two men were going together, and the man went back with his wife, with his girlfriend. The other homosexual shot him. But you, my man. Oh, that's demonic spirit. Read Romans 1 and 26. You might need to reread it. Ain't no preacher going to tell you to read it because they don't care for you to read it. They ain't going to go there because they say, well, I don't want to go there because I want to hurt nobody. I ain't about hurting nobody. I'm about the truth. Romans 1 and 26, I turn you to a reprobate mind and something going to happen. Might not happen today. But in the relationship, something's going to happen. That's the Bible. Now, if you don't like it, don't read the Bible. I'm telling you. Some of you need to wake up. You've been in a relationship that was wrong from the beginning. It ain't going to work because it ain't set up to work. Y'all ain't hearing me tonight. There's a spirit. You hear this in.
In this place,
Margaret,
and I know
Margaret,
that it's the spirit.
Margaret, this is for you tonight. Margaret, I want to tell you, I just got your message. Margaret, God said he's going to get you out of what you're in. You're in a lot of witchcraft around your job. And something that is put down, that's why your leg keeps swelling when you go into that job. Call me up and serve. I'm going to tell you what to do. The spirit. Maryland, all is well. Hattie,
and I know that you feel the presence of the Lord.
Come on, come on, man. Bob, I just got the message. I told you to listen. Hebrew 4, verse 12 and 13, and Psalm 27. The voice that you're going through tell you, give him the house. You take the land. Take the horses. God's going to reestablish you. Mm-hmm. somebody, I just felt, getting a call about a death in the family tree. And I'm looking at somebody getting a call about a death of a friend. And the person going to call you and say, you know, I don't know if their mama or somebody in their family tree passed. I just heard them call and say, they passed. If you don't know about it before Friday, you get that message. Maxine, this is for you, Maxine. You don't need the surgery right now. You need to rebuild it. Your body's not strong enough to take the surgery. If you take it, you're going to die. Let me say it again. People just come to me and say, tell Maxine you're going to take that surgery. Wait. Give God a chance. But you got to move away from all that arguing with your sisters and your brother. You know, and your money comes, and before you get it, it's gone. Don't do that right now. Say that. Now, somebody asked me, Bishop, what is the next scripture that you want me to read? Hold up. Now, all these people that James Cleveland called up, both of them in the spirit world, but I want you to read tonight. I share. Now, some of you got problems, you're trying to ignore them. If you ignore them later on down the line, you're going to find yourself with a stroke, heart attack, dementia, okay? And COVID just a wake-up call. I want to thank Mother Frances down in Algeria. Everybody went to her watch spot and got a fruit jar of that gumbo she made. None of them didn't take the shot and didn't get the COVID. It's a healing out of him. I don't care what press says. God got people can heal your body and got people to lift you up. St. Matthew 15 and 30, St. Matthew chapter 15, verse 32-39. Mark 8. Verse 1 and 9. Everybody can get healed. But I want to talk about to him. Last day. 3 days. John 11, 1 and 44. Jesus said, show me where he at. And he brought Lazarus from that deaf spirit. And said, Lazarus, come forth. What I'm saying tonight, your deaf spirit, you can come out of that deaf spirit that you're in ain't going nowhere. Ain't doing nothing. And you wonder why you got the curse on you. Get it from mama, from daddy, from great-grandma. No, and one other thing, I said, I read seven generation curses. Now, if the seven generation curses broke the new curse, you bring it on for your children, okay? Now, if you got children, you let a man come in your life, and because this would happen. This man beat this girl's son to death, and she let him do it under the name love. One lady put her children out the house because the man said he didn't want them out. That's evil. Hitler was racist and evil. And some of you got relationship is racist, jealousy, and evil. And you can't see it. I'm asking God tonight to open your eyes where you might see the truth before you die. Because the Bible says the wage of the sin is death. It's better not to have no man or no woman to be under a demonic curse. Woo! When God bring you the right man, the right woman, you'll know that's your soulmate, because he's going to be with you. He ain't going to be out in the streets. I can't stay with you. I can stay over with Sue's house. I need it in my own house. If we can't stay together, we don't need to be together. Hello.
Tina, come to the microphone. The Lord's Washington. God is Andrew.
David Spearwood.
Reverend Whitman.
He's still living.
Barrett's sister.
They all passed.
Minnie Collier.
In the spirit world.
Y'all get in your section. Now put together. All right, y'all get some section. Y'all know you'd like the choir. Tenors, get in the middle. All right, all the bastards up.
Now, sometimes I preach to you and a song will bring you out of what it is. If you don't stop doing what you're doing, you're going to have a stroke. If you don't stop doing what you're doing, you're going to have a heart attack. And it can't nobody put it together but you. I'm talking to you tonight. If you don't make up your mind that you're going to live for you, you're trying to live for somebody else. I don't care what the Jones is doing. What are you doing? Psalm 55, Psalm 51, Psalm 59. All is well, Pearl. I need a, let me see. I need a good testimony. Somebody can testify. Pearl, give me a testimony. Give me a testimony, Pearl. I got you open. Give our people a testimony tonight, today. I think I got Pearl on him. For a testimony. I want to thank Mary. I thank you for your reading. That was, and I see your hand up, too. Pearl, I want you to give me a testimony, but hold on. Oh, 0590, your hand up. What you want to ask?
What I want to ask, nothing. Whatever you got to tell me, Bishop.
Huh?
Whatever you got to tell me.
You want to know, wait a minute, let me hear what you said. Talk a little louder.
I say, whatever you got to tell me.
Okay, now, what I got to tell you. You've been on a demonic curse, and a couple of men that put you under demonic curse, they died. There's two men
right
around you. I'm talking about that's two died because your mother came and got them. Your ancestors.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this ain't who you think these were. And one guy you was messing with, his mama was
uh-huh
trying to put you under a spell, but
uh-huh
whatever she went down south and did in Louisiana, he got killed in Detroit. Hello?
Right. Right.
Okay, I just want you to know. Do you understand that? That's what happened
yeah
to him. And
right, right.
And he wasn't honest with you because he was going with a girl with your daughter age. Hello. Thank you, kind of you. The lady, the girl he was going with was your daughter age. But he tried to hide it. But death brought it out because she came to the funeral. Hello. Whooping in the house.
Oh, is his daughter friend?
Okay. Thank you, kind of you. I want to let you know. That. Okay, thank you. Now, somebody else's hand up. Okay. I see your hand up. Brother Wayne, God bless you. Brother Wayne, I want you to stay in the church, and I don't want you to leave the church. I know that the church is going to run you off because the women like you because you sing, you shout. Stay right there. There's a lot of jealousy going on, people. There's a lot of jealousy going. Y'all just don't know how much jealousy is going in the church. And the jealousy don't go, okay. Rita, I got you on the line. You want to know, you pastor, you co-pastor. Rita, this is what I want to say to you. The jealousy is, and it's a jealous, your husband preaching, you preaching, the jealousy there. Because sometimes you outshine him. Okay. Tell you just kind of take a low stature. I know you got to do what God tells you to do. But that's what that's about. Okay. And don't get emotional because he holler and scream when you get home. It's because you done read the scripture better. You done explained better. But that's your gift. That was your daddy gift. Because your great-grandfather was a preacher, and on your mother's side, it was a preacher. So I can't help because he can't preach. And you put the church in his name. The church should have been in your name. But it'll work itself out. I'm going to pray.
All of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Oak, Sadie Durr. And they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin singer. They opened up by singing. Soul bow down. Thank you.
You can never say it.
Bring you.